Salsay Odom Kiyomus Beoyel Ein Divratoiro Miskaimim Elo Bemishe Meimis Atzmoy Aleim Divratoiro Anat Miskaim Elo Bemishe Meimis Atzmoy Aleim We don't know what Chazal say, Mr. Chazal know what they're saying. If Chazal say she'ein divrei Torah miskaimim, elo b'mi she'mei mis'atzmei oleh. What's the pshat? Elo b'mi she'mei mis'atzmei oleh. It says two pshatim. The Chofetz Chaim brings down two pshatim. What is ein divrei Torah miskaimim, elo b'mi she'mei mis'atzmei? It says three techa dvorim. It says one marshal, he says, Avonis. A person says will die. And he would come back to the world for 12 hours. He could do all different things. He has 12 hours to chaparai. Is it sad the person will not say, if I have 12 more hours, I will sit and learn? Or say, maybe I will shmooze to my friends, maybe I'll go to Miron, maybe I will do this, maybe I will do that. He has 12 more hours to live. He will chaparai. He has 12 hours left. Ein divrater miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yoleh. He feels like he died. And now he's here, he could chap arayim. Ein divrater miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yoleh. A person that is mei misatzmo, only by such a person divrater miskaim. Only by such a person divrater miskaim. Then he says, "Kein dem." Says a ma'ife. Says a person had a parnasa. Decided he has to learn for a couple hours. Said, "Couple hours he has to learn." Someone comes inside, knocks on the door. You know, he tells his wife, "Listen, it's mamash a parnasa. It's very wichtig. You have to give me to speak to your husband." She knocks on the door, no answer. The guy says, it's mamash, mamash, wichtig. She knocks on the door, there's no answer. It's mamash, mamash, wichtig. So she opens the door. She sees his learning. She says, you know, says, I'm dead. I'm not here, I'm dead. It's very wichtig, but I'm dead. A person that is mei misatzmoy, only by him divrater is miskayim. It's like the Chofetz Chaim. It's more from that. Ein divrater miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yoleh. Mi shemei misatzmo yoleh. A bocher could be a masmid, first seder, second seder, night seder, Friday, Shabbos, like a normal b'nteir. Yeah. Not like a bad bocher that learns 5 days a week. Not like a schlechte bocher that learns two sdorim 5 days a week, yeah? No, the Yeshiva Bacher learns 7 days, sdorim, yeah? And even so, nothing comes out of him. He finishes after a couple of years, stays a poshta balabas. Why? He was never mei misatzmo yol divrotei. What is the pshat mei misatzmo yol divrotei? You see a person, sometimes, you know, he has to prepare a chabura. Yeah? He's mamish. Fakochanig, he has to give a drosha. He's writing his drosha. He's mamish. He's working hard. This is the beginning of a mei misatzmoy. Person learns morning seder. Yeah, he wants to understand the sugya. Comes second seder. Yeah, comes a shir. He wants to know the shir. He's not a bad bacher. Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave him a little bit of brains. And he doesn't want to be the shvachta guy in shir. Seder, he chaps. No shaykh is to mei misatzmoy. No shaykh is to mei misatzmoy. He learned the sugya. It's like Sarab Avram in a heart that he doesn't understand. It's not mei misatzmoy al divrei Torah. And divrei Torah miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmoy oleo. say a mice in the Tribune Rav that a little kid came to his house Shabbos afternoon. He was begging at the door. Well, he went to rest, took a little nap. The kid was banging. Tribune Rav gets up, gets dressed. He asks the kid, "What do you want?" He says, "Chumash Rashi." He says, "It didn't happen in the Shtayim Mikro, it didn't happen in the Rashi." So Tribune Rav answered him, but he said, "You know, for this you had to wake me up." So the kid said, "What? The Tribune Rav sleeps Shabbos afternoon?" From that minute, the Tribune Rav never went to sleep Shabbos afternoon. He said, "If a kid 5 years old understands, what, the Tribune Rav sleeps Shabbos afternoon? I'm not allowed to sleep." What does Mei Misatzmei Oleo mean? See, a Maise was with the Reb Chaim Voloshiner and Reb Chaim, with the Besalevi and Reb Chaim, that when they brought up Esreg from Eretz Yisrael and Shvis to Voloshin, and Reb Chaim Voloshin, with the Netziv, I think it was, the Netziv at Reb Chaim. So they bought Esreg, and they bought it to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim didn't want to bench on the Esreg. He had a Pesach Shaila with a Yerushalmi. So he told the Netziv that he prefers not to have the Esreg, even though the Netziv thought that the Esreg is good. They lived not near each other. 2 o'clock by night, the Netziv knocks on the door of Reb Chaim. That it works out that you could use it. So Reb Chaim, he had opened the door. Reb Chaim said, "Before you start, I just have to say Birkas HaTeir. I went to sleep already. I have to say Birkas HaTeir." So the Netziv started to cry. He said, "A young man that is going to be a Gadol b'Yisrael, 2 o'clock by night, he's sleeping already? This is the next Gadol from Klal Yisrael. Sleeping ready, 2 o'clock. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim elo b'mishe mei misatzmoi. The Yitzhahore, and this is what I want to speak about today, is a festive Yitzhahore that is going around. So we're not speaking of the bad Yitzhahores, said the MP7, all these achim, yeah? These are not negia. We're not speaking of the Yitzhahore of, you know, schmoozing, going away for Shabbos. We're not. These guys already, we got rid of them ages ago. We're speaking of the Yitzhahore that is in the Beis Medrash. He tells a guy, morning Seder, 9 to 1:15, second Seder, Givaldik. Then he's chilled out. Then as long, you know, he takes it easy a little bit, you know. Just rests on his couch, on his bed often, yeah. Maybe eats episode, you know, Chosim Yeshiva episode, dessert by somewhere, yeah. Seder, you know. Night Seder, he's still 12 o'clock. Then he takes a walk, he runs a little bit after himself, yeah. Seder. And he has to hear a little bit of music just in case, you know, not get depressed. Chas v'shalom. But no shaykhs to mamis. He's learning choshev b'bochur. Very choshev. Never a b'yodam gadol. Never. Chazal call it ein divrei Torah miskaimim. And if someone thinks that yes, if he touches wine, it's treif, because it's apikoros. He doesn't believe in Chazal. Some b'ochim amash apikosim. I will never touch their wine. Because they think that it will be gdolim and they're not mamis atzma. It's a chashash if you could drink their wine. Chazal say, ein divrei Torah miskaimim. Bachar comes, I don't see, I'm not growing. I never saw him once mamis. You saw him once mamis? You saw him crying that he's not becoming Adam Gavul? His sister is sick, he comes to cry. His aunt is sick, he comes to cry. He cried once on himself? He cried? I want to be with me. Ono ani oilech, I'm not a Talmid Chochem. Where's the Mei Misatzmoi? Chazal tell us, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim, elo b'misha Mei Misatzmoi. The Bocha has to know. The Bocha will say, okay, the Shmuz are not for me. You know, I came to Mechveis, you know, Long Island somewhere. And you know, it's not too much. This is good for people from Lakewood, yeah? I want to say, I'm not speaking about Mamis Atzmoy 24 hours 7. A person could decide a little bit. Night Seder, I like the Olam, I'm going somewhere, Givaldik, I have a chetim to Mamis Atzmoy. I mamish want to go with the Olam, I'm killing myself, I'm staying in the Shiva. I'm very pushed to Mamis, I don't have to chop off his fingers, divide. Doesn't have to. Rava did it. Ma'itz the Mayu. What's about? How Rava learned to Torah. How you became Rava and Abaye. Epis Maimis. Epis, you're giving Epis for Torah? Where's your Maimis? You have so much extra hours during the day. Sipas Tachalaychta Masechta, yeah? Chapana is a Masechta. Chapana is a Chazore. From 6:30, yeah? Till 9:15. Some people have like 3 hours break, yeah? There's no chance. He's wondering, why am I becoming a Talmud Chochem? He could become a Yadin, he could pass all the Amud Faher back and forth. It doesn't make a difference. It's not Mamis. It's not Mamis. Atzmeroleo. Ein divre teuro miskaimim elo bemishe Mamis atzmoi. It's a Gemara in Broches. O mitzcholov yoitzi dam. Yoitzi במי אתה מויצא יינו של תוירו? במי שיורק חולוב שיונק משדעים אוי. במי אתה מויצא? יינו של תוירו. במי שהוא מייקי חולוב שיונק משדעים אוי. חזל תלוס. שחוירו אני ונעבו בנויס ירושלים. כל המשחיר עצמו על דברי תירה באוילום הזה כאוירב פונוב מבהיק איס לאוילום הבא כל המשחיר פונוב קיפינג סדורים is no שייכס to משחיר פונוב no שייכס this is חייב תלמוד תירה and then it gets again but that's not שייכס to the schier of the kingdom of תירה. Is a Kenyan of Torah. Bachur could pass all of his life and think that he's doing the best thing. He's mamash a good boy. Even if he sits in a besmedesh that everyone packs out 10:30. So what? Staying 5 minutes doesn't mean that you mashchir atzmoi. You see a mashchir atzmoi? You see a molo shel Torah? I'm not saying that Bachur has to now to be fakvetched. To be sad, to be down. No. I'm not asking that. I'm not asking for that. But Epis. Epis Mesuus Nefesh Natoiro. Gemara says, and Tmure, famous Gemara, Miguel in Yoneinu, Yavetz. Moses says, "Umay shmo Yehuda Achishimen, Asniel ben Knaz. Asniel huk Yavetz. Umay shmo Yehuda ben Achishimen. Asniel she'on oikeil. Yavetz she'yitz v'ribetz teira b'Yisrael. Uminon, Moses says, "Ve'ikro Yavetz le'eloiki Yisrael le'imol. Im borech tevarcheini, v'yirbeisa es gvuli, v'oysi yotcho levilti atzoiv." ויבוא אלוהים את אשר שואל. זאת בגמרא. אם בורך תברכני בתוירו, וירבה את גבולי בתלמידים, ויסויות חו אימי שלא ישתקח תלמודי מליבי, ועשה מידייתי שהזדמנו לראים כמויסי. אם אתה עושה כן מוטוב, ואם לאו, אני הולך לנסי סי שאויל. Kill me. I don't want to stay here. If I can become a Talmid Chochem, I want to die now. I don't want to stay. There's no point to stay in this world. For what? To go on a yachta somewhere? For what to stay in this world? For what? To eat meat? There's no point. If you can't become a Talmid Chochem, it's time to enjoy. Kill me. Miyad. Anoikel. And he became a Sneer B'Knaz. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. This is the point. This is the button that he pressed that Hashem listened. V'im lav ani oilech nesei se shoil. Kill me if not. Oh. If it's so important for you. The guy sometimes he can't stand that someone else. He's asking to kill the other person that we yet will not have. Yeah, it kills him. If kill a person that I'm not a Talmid Chochem, in that minute Hashem answers. I want to be a Talmid Chochem. I want to know Shas. I want to know the Masechta, not only to fast the Fahel. I want to know Masechta Sukkah. I want to know it back and forth. I want to be a Talmid Chochem. If he's made me Sa'atzmoy, Miyad Anoi Kel. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers right away. Right away. But you have to be made Miss Atzma El Divrei Torah. Pas ba melach toichal, ve mayim ba mesura tishte, ve al oretz tishan, kach yidarko shel toiro. So the person says, if Baruch Hashem I have, the famous question, so don't eat the bread, but stay awake 24 hours. We're not asking you, Dafka, to torture yourself on the food. Aber de mesirus nefesh leteire, kach yidarko shel toiro. It's not two different ways. It's kach yidarko shel toiro. Rosh Hashiva, I said over. It was in Geman. I said over once when it came to Shabbos. I said over before, you know, that he was masking that the maisi shoyo kachoyo. So little Shabbos he learned. So he would learn in Vishnitz. There they had a generator. He didn't want to use electricity. 12 o'clock by night, the electricity there, they carried on. But then, you know, they had like a butter or something. So he couldn't learn. The noise disturbed him. So he came back home. But in the house, they didn't have light. There was no generator. So he had these luxes, you know, like gas with fire. But it's also Likro Shemoyate. So his Rebbetzin would stay awake. She was the Shemoyate, and he learned till 4 o'clock in the morning. Every little Shabbos. Every little Shabbos. The person comes and says, oh, Shabbos, busy. Till 4 o'clock, every little Shabbos. No one was there. Yom Yigiman, Kachi Darko Shel Toiro. The Amolo Shel Toiro. The Mesirus Nefesh Le Toiro. A person has to be Moisel Nefesh. A person has to be Moisel Nefesh. A person has not Musogim. But I was born with a very, very Shvacha memory. I couldn't remember nothing. Mamash, a shvacha, shvacha memory. I don't. For all goyim, it's good. Yeah? I'll tell you, so shvach it was that I never took Mishnayos for her and Cheder because I would fail. So, after a couple of times, I decided, no, I can't remember Mishnah by heart. So, I never took it for her. I knew that if I don't remember, I'll never become a Talmid Chochem. If you knew how much days I fasted, that Hashem will make me to remember. I said, no, tefillah is a mechza. Can't say I don't have a good memory, but I don't forget some things. It bothered me. No, I didn't know. I wanted to have a memory. I didn't want to be a Talmid Chochem. I was too young to know that I wanted to be a Talmid Chochem. But I wanted to remember Torah. So if someone is sick in my family, I will daven. The person doesn't cry, Hashem doesn't help. Any person, there's no musa. I was so shvach in memory. I couldn't remember. Even today, names still today I can't remember. But that I never doubted. So say like that I can. Say it. Every person, Hashem is waiting for the maimis. Hashem is waiting for the main Misatzmoy. And the Yitzharore has a starke koyach. What the Yitzharore tells a person? Learn, learn, Baruch Hashem, you're learning, you finished the Masechta. A bacher could pass a zman, not to miss a Seder, including Friday Shabbos, and he didn't do it once, main Misatzmoy. He didn't do even once main Misatzmoy. And I'm saying every person could find where his is Meimis Atzmoy. One person is Meimis Atzmoy. Just take a sugya till the end. He wants to leave. No, I have to understand the sugya. I have to become a Talmid Chochem. I'm giving up on different things to become a Talmid Chochem. That's Tam. This is the Heftz of Kabbalah Sateir. Nase v'nishma. The Gemara says, Ahutz duki d'chazia l'rove. Taveka osik b'shmaise. V'matzu etzba'ayu dome. Zogt Rashi, he was sitting and learning and he didn't realize he put his fingers under his feet and he was stepping on it. In the old days, they sat on the floor. Yeah, on them, it doesn't happen. Yeah, they were sitting on the floor. So the mele, and he was banging his finger as he was bleeding. Omale amepzizu, the kadminu of naichu lepumaychu. Zot Rashi, you said naase venishma. This was the limud haTorah of Rav. What do you mean limud haTorah? The biggest maslin in the world. If someone will step on his finger, he will jump. Try, go to the biggest mass, please give him a pinch. Yeah? You see, he will jump a mile up, yeah? Because he's here, he's masmid. I'm not taking away from the masmid now. Rava was meiser nefesh to understand the sugya. He was so meiser nefesh, he didn't feel that he's stepping on his fingers. No, to step on the fingers till blood spritzes out has to be, you know, almost like a car. I tried once time to see, yeah? I stepped on my fingers, it doesn't bleed. The stomach was very, very sharp. Oh, he was banging. And I don't know, I checked. I wanted to see what is the, how much rov it was on the terror that he didn't have. It's mamish squeezing the fingers till it's bleeding. It's not a push to matzah. But this is the omol atayro. We don't have proportion. We learn a memory from rov. Yeah, rov is aktazay. Rov learned terror so much that you could take away his fingers and he would not know that he's learning. Why? He was mamish, wanted to know the Torah. This is the Amalash of Torah. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim ela b'misha mei misatzmoi. A bacher wants to be zeichet to miskaimim. That'll be yours. This is miskaimim. Chefzeh miskaimim is that it becomes yours. You become the owner. You become the bailim. This is the nicest thing. Ela b'misha mei mis. This is the Nase v'Nishma. Chazal say, Kofo alem har kegigis. Im ata mekabli mesatoi remuto v'im lav shom tiye kvuraschem. It's another part, I should speak next week about. Oil teira is not sitting and learning. It's oil teira. Oil teira is not choice. It's oil. I need to happen. It needs to happen. And if a person feels that it needs to happen, he'll be zeichet to become a Talmid Chacham. The Yitzhahara doesn't want you to do this part. And I know it's the hard part, but this is the Kinyan. Like we said a lot of times. When a person has a Kinyan, what is the difference if you have a Kinyan or not? You know, if you own a house, if you go away for 20 years, when you come back, it's yours. But if you don't own the house, so if you go away, when you come back, you have to try to get it. When a person has a kinyan in Torah, the Torah belongs to him. When the Torah belongs to him, he opens the door, he's there, he's the bailim. The Torah shines back to him. If a person would be meisel nefesh, and may mis atzmo al divrei Torah, b'zos Hashem yo b'zeichet ake, the divrei Torah be miskayim.